Good morning. Welcome to AM. I'm Sabra Lane. On today's program, most elderly Australians want to die at home, so why is the option available to so few patients? But first, aviation experts are jumping to the defence of the pilots who are flying the doomed Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane in Ethiopia. Airlines around the world are grounding the planes after Sunday's crash as investigators piece together the final movements of the flight using data from two flight recorders. One former pilot has told AM the region is one of the hardest places in the world to fly and that the pilots would have been highly experienced. Thomas Arredi has this report.
As news of the tragedy sets in, Ethiopian Airlines staff have gathered to pay their respects. Yared Getaju was one of the pilots. Ethiopian Airlines first officer Estefanos Mulugeta was a friend.
And Yared.
Yared loved to fly to Nairobi. The reason was because his parents live in Nairobi. I had a chance to meet his mother and father. Therefore, I know how they are always excited when he is flying to Nairobi. And when I first heard the accident news that it was Nairobi bound, I prayed that he was not the pilot of that flight.
And as stories emerge about those who died, aviation experts elsewhere have been quick to defend the pilots who were on that fatal flight. James Nixon is a former Emirates A380 captain with more than 31 years flying experience.
This airport is one of the trickiest airports on the planet, purely because of its elevation above sea level at 7,600 feet and because the high temperatures also compound the density altitude to make the molecules of air further apart than they are at the sea level, which means that the airplanes perform differently than they do when you're taking off in Sydney or Melbourne or at any other sea level airport.
He says the pilots flying in that part of the world have a unique set of challenges.
There's volcanoes, there's a huge bird problem, they have mechanical turbulence because the airport's on a plateau with big, deep drop-offs either end of the runway. And these Ethiopian pilots are very highly skilled. They're the launch customers for most new airliners. They're the third airline in the world to get the Boeing 787 Dreamliner. They got it after the two Japanese airlines before any other airline in the world.
And it seems airlines elsewhere are also pointing the finger at the plane itself. Carriers in China, Indonesia, Morocco and South Africa have joined Ethiopia in suspending their use of the Boeing 737 MAX 8. But despite that, Boeing says it has no reason to pull the popular aircraft from the skies, and hundreds are still in use. James Nixon has told AM he wants to know why.
My normal mantra is to say nothing until the investigation is way further down the track. But as a pilot, this is pointing to the same problem as with Lion Air, and this has caused a large amount of consternation with the aviation community. Yes, we think the two are related. We think that the 737 MAX 8 should be grounded immediately.
Some safety experts have cautioned against drawing too many comparisons between this latest crash and last year's Lion Air tragedy in Indonesian seas until more is known. In the meantime, Boeing says it plans to send a technical team to the site to help investigators. Shares in the company plunged by 7% after the crash.
Thomas Arredi reporting there. The former Trade Minister Andrew Robb has slammed his former parliamentary colleague.